Huntington Bank adding branches to Meijer stores. He's on the other end of our line. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How in the heck did we talk you into getting up this early to chat with us?
Oh, I'm on the way to the office. I'm running a little behind this morning.
All right. Well, tell us about this. The announcement was made earlier this week. This is a pretty cool project. Tell us about it.
Well, Tony, we're just so thrilled to partner with Meijer in this extraordinary agreement. And, you know, I think it's just a further demonstration of the energy and the attitude towards Michigan demonstrated by a number of companies, including Huntington. And this will create another 500 jobs in Michigan by the time this is all built out. And it means another 80 branches and opportunities for people to engage with Huntington, and gives our customers tremendous convenience and access. It'll be a 7-day-a-week opportunity for our customers, extended hours, and we're just so excited to partner with Meijer. They have the same attitude that we have, an excitement about Michigan and serving the local communities, and it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Why'd you make this choice?
Well, I think, as I said, Tony, Meijer is committed to the state, committed to community, committed to customers, very much like the Huntington culture. And it was a natural tie-in. It not only gives us extended geography in the state, but gives our customers and new customers an opportunity to bank with great convenience and have an opportunity to experience the products and service and old-fashioned relationship banking proposition that Huntington is famous for. So we're delighted with it. They're great people, and it's wonderful to partner with somebody who feels the exact same way that we do about the state of Michigan.
Tell us what went into the thinking. Obviously, you're going to be in high-traffic facilities, but why not put up freestanding brick-and-mortar facilities for your bank?
Well, I think, obviously, Tony, it gives us a lot of traffic that's already there, but more than anything, it's the convenience factor. Given the Meijer hours and the opportunity for us to jump in there and give our customers 7-day-a-week extended hour service opportunities. And again, I think Meijer has proven themselves over and over again that they are so committed to the state, so excited about the future, as are we. The first branch will be right near you in Bath, and that's scheduled to open May 7th.
Huntington Bank is based in Columbus, Ohio. So many banks in the last several years have left Michigan. What made Huntington decide to start putting more of an emphasis on the Great Lakes State?
Well, I would say that several years ago, Huntington saw an opportunity here. We believed deeply in what was occurring in the state and leadership. We believed deeply that this particular leadership team was going to take the state in a direction that we were all excited about. We thought that the economy had bottomed out. We began to invest, hired several hundred people in the last 3 years, and we believe that there was an opportunity to serve this customer base in a way that others had just sort of abandoned, and so we jumped in and put a large bet on the state of Michigan, and it has paid off tremendously. As you know, we made a $2 billion commitment with the MEDC and the Pure Michigan Business Connect program last June, and we are well ahead of schedule on that. About 6 weeks ago, we made a $100 million commitment to the state in affordable housing, and that's a statewide program. And we just believe in the future of Michigan. We believe in the leadership. We believe in the opportunities. And I think, as everybody knows, we're starting to see that. And Michigan is leading this country out of the recession. And we believe in this region. We believe in the state. And we believe in the leadership that's in place. And we're excited to be a part of it.
Mike, can you share with us what the fee was for Huntington to make this commitment to Meijer?
Not specifically, but it was a very, very serious commitment.
You know, and Mike, when you think about the bank branches in the Meijer, it's a little bit different. Tell us the difference in doing business in a facility like a Meijer as opposed to a freestanding building.
Well, there won't be a lot of difference to our customers. These are full service branches, and in fact, another great Michigan company has partnered with us in Steelcase, and they'll be designing these facilities for us. And they'll be cutting edge and new designs and wonderful looking. And these will be full service facilities. These will not be, you know, kiosks. These will be full service branches. So to our customers, it will mean very little. It's certainly convenient and easier for us to walk into a freestanding facility already and give us access, and it's just an exciting time for us. It's a great growth period, and we're anxious to get the first one going.
Mike, will Meyer be banking with Huntington?
That's their decision, but we certainly hope that everybody finds value in Huntington.
You know, Mike, obviously, as the Huntington Regional President, I know this is a fun and exciting time for you, but just in talking about this, it seems to be a pretty cool energy and vibe with you. You sound pretty geeked about this.
Oh, it's such an exciting time to be a part of this company, and such a privilege for me. I joined about 15 months ago after a long broadcasting career, and my partner and boss on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids, a guy by the name of Jim Dunlap, really helped me to see a vision for this state and a vision for the future. And from the first day I landed on the ground, every promise that has been made, every commitment that has been made to this state and to this region has been exceeded by this company. There is just boundless energy and support for what's happening in Michigan, and we're excited to be a part of the future.
All right, Mike Feasey is the Huntington Regional President. Mike, I want you to hold on the line. I got a question for you offline. Thanks so much for chatting with us, and we hope to talk with you again. Thank you.
Tony, thank you for allowing us to talk to your listeners this morning and let them know about this exciting news.